Welcome to Larry389's Tech Podcast for the week of January 21st, 2007. Today in the news, Netflix is about to offer downloadable movies. Let me put it this way. You're going to stream it over the internet. You're not downloading, you're streaming it. Out of its 70,000 movies that you can download on Netflix, that you can get on Netflix, 1,000 will be able to be streamed. And this is going to be included free with your service. In other news, widgets on your website, some bling for your blog. Well, that's what you can get at widgetsbox.com. The co-founder, Ed Anouf, says that it divides widgets into three categories. One is a self-expression widget, like photo galleries, games, or YouTube videos that you like. The second category includes widgets that are generated revenue for a blogger, like a box that explains auctions for a particular eBay category, or a blogger's favorite DVD from Amazon.com. Third, he says, encompasses site enhancement widgets, like discussion forums, news feeds, or a guest book, which provides better unity for your website, which has begun in September. It collects widgets. Currently, it has 500 widgets. These you can download and do anything you want with. Not download, but onto your website. You may hear heard of these widgets when you were able to download them for your computer to have your, weather forecasts right on your desktop and everything else. Also, what else would you like on your PC? A new graphics card? Well, that's what you're gonna need to run Windows Vista to support its new Aero experience. And you need a specific kind. Not, I don't know, something you can just buy and put in your computer and you'll know it'll work. This, you need a certain kind. One with, I don't know, but go to www.microsoft.com/Windows Vista to see which one is supported. And in my last thing for the day, have you ever knew that Microsoft actually hosts a little, how do I say this, things that that host advanced system utilities and technical information, little programs that will help you clean up and defrag things your regular defragment can't do? They've been doing this since 1996. Nobody knows about it. Well, you will now know. They're called SysIntarios. They can be downloaded at www.microsoft.com/technet/SysIntarNALS. .com. But you get the point. There you have file and disk utilities. Utilities for viewing, monitoring file and disk ASCII's usage. Network utilities. Network tools that range from connection monitors to resource security analyzers. Process utilities. Utilities for looking under the hood to see what processes are doing and the resources they are consuming. Security utilities. Security configuration and management utilities, including rootkit and spyware hunting programs. System information. Utilities for looking at system resource usage and configuration. And miscellaneous utilities. Nobody knew about this. Now you do. This has been Larry389's podcast of tech news for the week of January 21st, 2007. Have a good day.